Well, I guess we'll.
So our show's thing off.
So our show's called The Incredible Two-Headed Horror Show, isn't that correct?
I believe so.
I thought that's what it was.
Yes.
So here we are.
Are we starting this now?
I guess we're going to start it.
Here we started the show. This is where we hit the cut. The clappers
right.
go.
Get ready. Get ready for everything
start
to fall
editing
apart
right
real
here.
Quick. That's right. Start deleting after this. So we're going to try and structure this, and we have no fucking idea what we're talking about news first and then the movie second, right?
Yeah, I think so. That seems right. Let's do the reverse side of the way we do it normally.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to flip it on its head because we only know two things, and there's only two order that they can go in.
We go left and who gets to be the left side of the head and who gets to be the right side of the head?
Well,
that
depends upon if it's our birthday or not.
That's true. So that's true. We could switch our consciousness from one head to the other.
You could switch it between the two. Maybe we can do like mycelium, you know, like the little fungi or the fungi, like they like to say. If you want to be fun about it, they all connect and they're all communicating with each other through this little interwoven
Did we talk about that before? That Japanese scientists use that to they put it in a maze. The slime mold in a maze, and it found the most efficient way, and they use that to their subway system.
Yeah, that's it.
How wild is that shit?
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nature, well, it was broken. They had to fix it.
Right. Well,
Nature's not broken.
Nature, just get those pigs, those truffle pigs, get them to help you figure out
smell
what you need.
The shit.
Oh, feel it.
I'll
feed
tell you
it.
What, there's going to be truffle pigs all around here, but that's just because there's shit all over this show.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. So I guess welcome to the incredible two-headed horror show.
Welcome.
Yeah.
I don't think that Jesse realized how accurate his description of us was going to be.
Right.
Because we pretty much are just like, we can't get away from each other, just like Siamese twins.
No, exactly.
And we don't even show up on the bottoms of of web pages, you know, in advertisements.
That's true.
You ever get those creepy fucking freaky pictures of stuff while you're browsing the internet and you're just like, why am I seeing this?
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to be disturbed and challenged at least by what you're viewing.
That's what it's like when you listen to our show.
The internet's here to challenge you, and so are we. So we're going to be doing this show for hopefully just one episode. We'll see what happens.
This episode is going to fail miserably. Okay, I think that we're here just to make Ben look better.
It's working. Yeah, it's working very well.
I don't know what crazy people don't like him, but they can go ahead and look elsewhere for their entertainment.
That's right.
I'll put it nicely.
That's right. They can go screeching off into the night on their own. So Matt and I normally do a show called The Kickstart with Matt and Matt, which is
basically this show. But
it's basically this, just
but more mania.
Yeah, and even less structure.
A lot of anger.
You know, and
I'm
anger.
Not sure
There's
how it's going to.
We're not sure how much anger is going to be in this show.
Yeah, we'll
but
see.
Whatever it is, we're gonna give it to you.
What I do when a mic gets in front of my face is I take my filters off.
That's right. They just go away.
I don't know what I'm going to say anymore.
Can barely see around this microphone. And why should I have foresight? You know.
Forget it.
Same thing. So the way that we're going to structure this, I suppose, we're going to take the first half of the show, talk about whatever's going on in the news of horror and all that kind of
what
thing.
What kind of horror should you be paying attention to?
Pay attention.
Well, here's what we'll be paying attention to.
Yeah, that's really
what
it
is. That's what we cherry-picked. Some different articles that I felt like kind of revolve around what we're interested in. Some stuff I was like, I bet you Matt would like to hear about this. Some stuff I found to be kind of like stuff I'm following anyway.
Yeah. The fact that Matt sent me all these things already is flabbergasting.
It's the whole opposite of our other show.
This is the complete total opposite. I have to do everything on
That's
the
right.
Kickstarter. And Matt here, he's bringing all these suggestions. I'm really excited to dive into all this. And we're still trying to figure out what this format's going to be, so bear with us as
this is going to be a lot nicer and calmer probably than the future episodes.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, because eventually we'll settle into our mania and then everything gets... It goes sky high after that.
Yep. Or rock bottom.
Right. Well,
however you like to define it.
It depends upon which way the nose is pointed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes down is up.
That's true.
and sometimes up is down.
As above, so below.
As above, so below. Very good, pulling that hermetic axiom in there. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, so let's see, what do we got?
We should do like weird magic book reviews too on here, because well, you're into that
I mean, we could. There's always stuff coming out. Most of them, I mean, a lot of it's reissues, the stuff that comes across my radar. Mm-hmm.
But no one knows about any of it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's true.
One of my thoughts is like bringing into like my... whatever I'm like super, super specifically into.
Yeah.
So like, as far as like collectibles and stuff like that, I just do that naturally. I have like a bunch of like horror collection stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just let them know whatever I'm keyed in on. That's not right. It's like not readily available.
Sure.
So people don't know about these books and things that you're very deeply into.
Yeah. Yeah. But so. At the same time, it's a question of whether they would care about them or not.
Well, who cares to even listen to this show? We're already wasting their time.
That's right. You've already decided that this is right. That you're willing to sacrifice this at the altar of this two-headed freak that you're chosen to plug
this
into your
slobbering,
ears.
This massive gyrating flesh that's in front of you with two minds and one mouth.
Yeah, that's it. Well,
two mouths and one mind.
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever direction. Again, it all depends upon whether it's a birthday or not.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
It's,
yeah,
things shift. It's amorphous. It's amorphous.
Do you think that those friggin' conjoined twins like jerk each other off and stuff?
No
way.
How
much is it? How much of them?
One of them's gay. The other one is homophobic. It's a really rough relationship.
I always confuse them.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah.
I get my left and my right mixed up.
Yeah. It's just because you only got one. So you only have a left or a right when you're conjoined. You don't really get to choose. It's more like middle and left and middle and right. So let's take a look at some of the things coming up here. This actually came across my radar, too. For Frankie Frico. That's going to kind of be in the Psycho Goreman universe, right?
Is it within the universe?
Yes.
Oh, cool. No, I didn't. I wanted to discover
it
together.
I knew I was too much hope.
All of my natural reactions would be purged if I were to read it beforehand. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God. So, yes. Yeah, so, this is going to be a new movie that's within the same universe as Psycho Goreman. That's the idea of this.
I read Psycho Goreman in the headline.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I read that a new film was coming out by the people who made it.
Right.
And I was like, I like Psycho Goreman.
There you go.
Matt likes Psycho Goreman.
Absolutely.
If you haven't seen Psycho Goreman,
go
do yourself a favor and watch it. If you like Power Rangers,
yep.
If you like weird, just absurd, weird stuff,
right?
Like it is. It's also very like just
it's comedic,
wacky as hell.
Sure, sure.
Nothing really like it.
No,
you know, even in the B horror kind of community.
Yeah, I
liked it a lot. It was fun.
I just loved the. I mean, of course, for everybody, it was supposed to be like this nostalgia pool, but I really liked the idea that they took these things that were just cheaply thrown together and then invested a bunch of money to actually make it like decent, like into this whole world.
Owning it was the key.
It really was.
It totally
it really was.
Was
all, it was all about owning the whole thing. But yeah, so this, I don't think they've announced when this is going to be happening. But it looks like it's really going to be a pretty interesting little thing there. I guess they're going to continue, hopefully, as long as this has some traction.
Yeah.
They're going to make some other movies within this universe. And I love it. I just love the over-the-top and all the craziness that comes from all of that.
The beats, the writing beats were very good.
Oh, yeah.
In it, as far as the comedy aspect of it.
Yeah, I appreciate
The premise
it.
Is just fucking nuts. But yeah, this Frankie Frico stars Connor Sweeney as he accidentally lets loose a trio of tiny troublemakers into his home. Is that what having kids is?
Led by the maniacal
rock and roll party monster, Frankie Frico.
Mm-hmm.
It's a race against time as Connor must defeat the rambunctious ruffians and clean up their trail of destruction before his wife returns from her weekend work trip, all while going on an unexpected journey of self-discovery. Okay.
And the joke's on them because it's weekend at Bernie's 3. The wife's dead the whole time.
Oh, man.
And when she gets back, she just gets thrown into the meat machine that one of these aliens has for a head.
Yeah.
That's how these sorts of things unfold.
There's a fair bit of disturbing content in Psycho Goreman as well.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure
there'll be plenty of that.
I'm ready for it all. But apparently the production wrapped on the project, and Shout Studios, who, of course, they've put out a bunch of great stuff there. They're supposed to be getting the U.S. distribution right. So it's all coming out, but we don't know when.
That's right. We don't have any of that information.
Just like all the aliens that they're talking about.
What the fuck is going on with that?
I'm loving it.
Ugh.
We've also got the Hellraiser Quartet of Torment 4K set that's coming out from Arrow Video. That's got some Bloodline stuff for the new Hellraiser that came out recently.
So, are you familiar with this already?
No, I did not know this was coming out.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And now, are you interested in this?
Yes,
is the question.
Yeah, because whenever they do these re-releases of the original, they're going to have Hellraiser 1, 2, and 3, mm-hmm. and then Bloodline, which is from 96.
Okay.
That's the one that talks about sort of the history of Le Marchand's box, like the puzzle box itself. So this is pretty fucking cool. I definitely am into this. I'll pick that up. I have, I think, I don't know, like 8 versions of Hellraiser, the original. And then, you know, whenever they've reissued it, I always pick it up. Because
Matt is like the Hellraiser super fan. The whole reason I picked this one out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, it's Hellraiser. Anything and everything Hellraiser, Matt's going to like want to be, you know, involved in.
Yeah.
And you have like that fucking poster.
Yeah, I have the original movie poster. Yeah, that I got from Tom. Yeah, one of our friends owns a local record shop here, who's basically been pivotal in everything that's, you know, music wise that's happened around here. And he called me one day, and he had just gotten this huge, like, he bought this huge lot of posters from an old movie theater that got shut down, and they were all still wrapped up and everything like that, and he didn't even know what most of them were. He just bought them sort of sight unseen, and when he saw that Hellraiser one, he got in touch with me right away, and I came over and I was like, all right, Tom, how much you want for it? He's like, no, this is yours.
Wow.
I was like, god damn it, Tom,
that's
thank
awesome
you. Yeah. So that was really cool. So I
now that thing is worth like a shit ton of money.
Really got it. Yeah, I've gotten it signed by just about everybody.
Yeah,
from
Clive Barker,
from
even movie. Too.
Yeah, even Clive Barker. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. So this is awesome. I'm definitely gonna check this out.
It looks cool. I like the artwork.
Yeah,
on it.
New audio commentary. They're saying there's some more archival commentary from Clive Barker, Ashley Lawrence. It was Kirstie, of course. And so there's a lot of other stuff that they're sticking in here that's sort of scattered around. Oh, man. And they're doing the unrated version of Hellraiser 3. So there's definitely some great stuff in here. And I you know, Bloodline gets shit on a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but I've always felt like it was okay. It wasn't great, but it was within the world, you know, of but then after that, that's when it's obviously they're slapping the Hellraiser name on other.
So that's the last
movies.
One that you feel is
it's
serviceable.
And it's definitely it's pushing it. It's really stretching it thin, but it's still there. So, but yeah, so that's all coming out on the 23rd of October, apparently, and you can pre-release the pre-order the limited edition release.
Is that something you're going to do?
I will absolutely do this. Yes, I'm going.
Nice,
because I've got it. I have it on a couple different versions of the VHS that came out. Mm-hmm. Got it on DVD when that first came out. Got a couple DVD box sets, of course, of them. Mm-hmm. And I got when Blu-ray first came out, and so I don't have anything on 4K. So now nice. I will now have that Hellraiser keeping the collection together. Looks like there's an exclusive variant with Chatterer on there.
Ooh, the Chatterer.
Oh, your buddy.
The Chatterer, he really liked me.
So to tell the story for those of you unaware, uninitiated, Matt and I go to the Monster Mania convention which is where we met Jesse and Steph. Who else did we meet?
Kelsey
that night. Mm-hmm. And we met a bunch of people that night for the first time.
We met some other like friends
that we see at the cons now. Mm-hmm. But so we were there, and I was getting a bunch of the Cenobites were there from the movie, and so I thought, well, this was a great opportunity to get a bunch of signatures on my poster. So got them all in there, and we were going around. Nicholas Vince, who plays Chatterer, he really loves the bass player, and that's what Matt plays. So he was a big fan.
Oh man, it was a very flattering.
Yeah,
be objectified by Vince.
You had him chattering away.
Oh man,
yeah,
he was chattering. His teeth were. Yeah. I don't know if he was cold or he was just excited.
Well, who knows?
I'll tell you what, my teeth were chattering too. Right. At the thought of it.
So this is another one that's coming up here.
I picked this
What's
one
What's the
out.
Deal with this?
This movie is called Cheat. Supernatural entity kills anyone that cheats on their partner in a new horror movie. I thought it sounded like kind of a tangentially related to It Follows, which was a movie I really liked.
Yeah,
the whole idea
that was
of, like,
great.
The curse, like the STD curse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, dealing with like the idea of mortality and, you know, the loss of innocence. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't know. Not sure. We'll watch this trailer together and see if it seems like it might be cool. But just the premise of it, I feel like implies that it's going to deal with kind of the same types of topics.
Yeah, thematically.
So I don't know. I really liked It Follows.
Yeah. Let's check it out. Let's see
what this is like.
Let's see.
Black mandala.
There you go.
That's a mandala anyway.
Mandala is a artistic representation of a prayer. It's traditionally utilized in Buddhism.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
There you go.
Oh, that's some information for you. Somebody driving down a long road. I haven't seen that before in a trailer.
Yeah, right. Remember the good times.
Yeah, like the good times.
We continue to keep her and her memory alive through our scholarship foundation.
Oh, that's good.
We have a remarkable young woman who's the first recipient of that award, and she's here with us tonight.
Is that Australian or what?
Yeah, he's not sure. He goes back and forth.
You have such a beautiful home.
I'm sorry my wife couldn't be here to greet you. Some things being really hard now.
What happened with Abby? Another suicide. We have one of the highest suicide rates in the country.
I'm not saying the curse is real, but the story is.
What's the curse?
Clara Miller. She found out her father was having an affair. She decided to take matters into her own hands.
Jeez.
Well, I mean,
shoot that bitch. Did the warning about the curse, like, inspire her to start fucking around the married man?
You know what? I want to find out. I'm going to fuck.
Something you should know.
I wish that guy was Tony Robbins. I want to see him as in the movie.
Yes, I want him to be the villain. Just like
sins.
His mouth just trying to eat you.
Forgiven.
Something is coming for me.
Well, yeah, with that sweater on.
Jesus.
Is that a weed whacker?
I didn't think it was real.
Oh, man, that poor bird.
That bird all bloody. Who's that guy?
This is some old guy holding a cloth wrap something.
It's too late to stop her.
Anytime you have these ghostly embodiments, by the way, right. Of like some ancient, you know, like the curse of like this girl who killed her dad's lover.
Yeah, yeah.
The little girl's the one who haunts and is the form of justice.
Like, what's that fucking misogyny right there? like, you're going to make your daughter go around and chase after the person who cheated on you?
That also shows no growth whatsoever.
Yeah.
The dad who got taught the lesson should have adopted it and been like, I do this because I knew it was wrong, my fucked up daughter.
We need a Full House moment at the end.
What? Where the fuck? Yeah, that's right. Everywhere you look, everywhere.
Aunt Becky, come down here and tell us about your prison time.
I know how to make toilet wine now. I shaked a guy in my cell. I did it. He didn't even bother me. I just did it to show him. I just did it to show dominance. You gotta go after the biggest one.
That's right. You gotta make him fall. You gotta make him fall so they know you're not somebody to be messed with. Stand up for yourself.
I'm married to John Stamos.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm fighting bitches off left and right.
That's right. I made a potato gun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's the equivalent of like human Greek yogurt.
Yeah, that's right. He is.
He's full of probiotics.
Oh man, I think he did an ad. Him and Bob Saget. I think they did an ad where he was like laying in bed and he's like caressing this like form in bed, and then Bob Saget rolls over and it's him.
Oh my god!
I think that's what it was. Something like that.
Well, that commercial seems like it's better than the way this movie looks.
Yeah, I think so too.
I was very disappointed in that. But I'm glad I learned what a mandala is.
Yeah, there you go. So at least you learned something. At least you learned something.
Hey, maybe it'd be okay.
From all of this
if
shit.
If it scratches your itch, you know.
Yeah.
This one's
definitely going to scratch my itch.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkinhead, you would not believe how difficult it is to find decent versions of these movies.
Okay? Really?
The first one's okay. Been re-released a billion times. But beyond that, you really have trouble finding these things. And so
they just went on a spree with them. Yeah. There's so many of them.
Oh, there are, yeah. But it's just like Hellraiser. It's like, okay, they're just putting a lot of little variations.
When you get if you have a good monster, a good anchor, like Jason or Freddy or, Pumpkinhead even.
Yeah.
Like, it's very easy to just build stories around them.
Right.
So, I think that if you have a strong kind of like lore, then you got a franchise on your hands.
Well, that's it. You just have to pick up the ball and run with it,
Get it. Start rolling
it. Get that pumpkin head and roll it. So this is coming out. The Pumpkinhead 4K is coming out on October 10th, apparently, in the Blob. Favorite of yours, right? Oh, October 17th.
I watched The Blob, dude. I watched The Blob, the 80s remake. I was floored by how, cruel and subversive it was.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and I was okay with it. I just was kind of shocked by it. It's also so disgusting.
It's great.
I love, body horror stuff, because, my favorite movie is The Thing.
Yeah.
But, And I did enjoy it, but man, is it fucking gross.
Arborville. That's it.
Oh, God.
It's time. Juicy time. Oh, time to get that juicy fruit.
The way it melts those people.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
It's great. It's wonderful.
It's good, though, that it's getting a 4K release. And, I like seeing these old movies, these old, 80s classics, ones that maybe aren't the best. I mean, these are two B movies, no doubt.
But they're still staples, though.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. It's not about that.
Absolutely deserve.
Lance Hendrickson, come
Lance
on.
Oh, I love Lance Hendrickson.
Come on,
Ed Harley. Now he invokes.
They killed your son. They killed your son, Lance Hendrickson. They don't just want autographs while you're smoking outside anymore. They killed your son. Yeah.
Don't do the knife trick and miss the fingers anymore. No,
Go right for the hands
for the
hand this time. Right for the palm. Mm-hmm. Right for that palm meat.
The squishy part.
That's right. You want to get it where
Important
it hurts.
Part.
That's what you have to do.
Hurt him.
Yeah, you got to hurt him, Lance. Hurt him.
That guy wouldn't hurt anything. He couldn't hurt even people's feelings.
He was the most kind, gentle old man
the only thing he'll hurt is his own damn lungs. He's 70 and he's smoking.
He's like, come on, let's take some more pictures so I can smoke longer. Come on. Who else wants a picture?
I'll light another one.
Somebody, come on. Yeah, we'll make this work. We'll figure it out. But yeah,
his doctor's chasing him around with a broom. Get that out of your mouth. Get that fucking cigarette out of your mouth.
They summon a pumpkin head to chase after Lance Hendrickson to get him to stop smoking.
It just goes after his packs of cigarettes. Not his life or anything else. It just goes after any stand, any grocery store or gas station with cigarettes in it.
But yeah, he does. Don't you remember? He does invoke Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah, he goes. Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering if invoke the idea of invoking it.
Are you talking about the proper context of the word?
Yeah,
yeah. He would evoke. Technically, you evoke.
Okay.
You evoke from below. You invoke from above.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's evoking Pumpkinhead up from the ground.
Isn't vengeance? Isn't vengeance very thoroughly related to heaven? God loves vengeance.
Oh, God loves vengeance.
Dude,
he's
God
a great.
Loves blood.
He
and
loves
vengeance.
To balance stuff out again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever he needs.
So
to
he could
do.
Be invoked. I mean, Pumpkinhead could be an angel.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. The ideas of angels were terrifying.
They play around with the concept. They do. They really get into it. Mm-hmm. But that's coming out the 4K versions, as we said, October 10th and 17th. You can pre-order them now. What did we say?
I love Scream Factory. Factory is the best.
They were the first ones that I really grabbed a hold of, even before Vinegar Syndrome and all those guys, when I found them. And I just love that they go after these sort of classics and they take the time to reissue them.
Well, yeah, and they feel they feel worthwhile. Like the reissues do feel like there's more to them.
Right.
I have their thing and reissue. I don't think they did a Steelbook recently, but I have the 4K Blu-ray and I got that signed and everything from however many people I could.
Yeah.
But it's really good. It's got cool interviews and stuff I'd never seen before and, a little footage of stuff you've never seen before.
Right.
So it makes it worth your while.
It is.
And it looks crisp as fucking anything,
That's
dude.
The best part is to really get the clarity, especially on these monster movies, where you can really get the details of the costumes and stuff, man. Even though they didn't intend for that.
No,
a lot
Rob
of times.
Bottin is just shuddering every time I press play on it because he's like, please,
too close.
No,
too close.
Take the light off of
that's
it.
That's right. Oh, man. Well, let's see what else we got here. The American Psycho comic book. This is definitely your territory. What do you got?
Yeah, so
here?
American Psycho. I really love American Psycho. I'm sure that's probably not a
unique.
Alone.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
See, I need that other head working for me.
That's right. We got to share
off.
The blood. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the blood's not pumping in my brain.
Stop thinking. I can't think.
So, American Psycho from 2000's great. Christian Bale, awesome role, awesome film. I thought it was so funny satirically, you know, so dark humor.
Oh, sure.
But anyways, there's a comic book. Comic book adaptation will expand upon 2000 movies starring Christian Bale. So I guess they're taking that. And now comic books, they're kind of like the fucking Wild West. They'll just do anything.
Oh, yeah.
But this is going to serve as like a sequel. And it sounded kind of interesting. It says it's a dual narrative, one showing a different perspective of Patrick Bateman's killing spree with a notable twist. And another revealing a modern-day arc with a surprising connections to the past.
Mm.
So I'm guessing that it's a kind of like a mirroring, you know, a psycho, like a lady just killing people, and then going backwards and kind of recontextualizing the events of the movie.
Very interesting.
I'm not big on comic book adaptations of like films and stuff. Mm-hmm. I do know that they can be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I know like Aliens and Predator, and even The Thing has had its own comic book versions
of
stuff.
Everybody has.
Everything. Yeah. Eventually, like the umbrella, you know, the big studio or company that owns it, they sell the rights to it, and they're like, go ahead and do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, right.
Make it canon if you want. I don't care. See if I care.
Made my millions
already.
Do
your little doodles and fucking fuck off.
Whatever you need to
Make me some money.
Just get out of my office and
sell
bring
it.
Me back some cocaine. That's why I got in the movie business in the first place. The blow.
Oh, I took Toucan Sam's advice. And I followed my nose.
The box office. It knows a hit when it smells one. Let me tell you what.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it ends up.
And what do we got here? This World War I horror game. I mean, as if the war wasn't a horror game enough.
That was my thought, too.
Yeah.
Ad Infinitum. Set for September 14th release.
Or ad infinitum, maybe.
Infinitum,
yeah,
excuse
might
me.
Be too, yeah.
I need the other head's help.
Yeah, we never
I
know.
I can't do it alone.
Yeah, I guess this is a game. I guess they're pushing the date for that back to September.
Yeah, so you can pre-order it now. It says, Ad Infinitum puts you in the boots of a German soldier stuck in the trenches during the Great War. In this surreal nightmare focusing on atmosphere and story, you must overcome pain, despair, and corruption while fighting for your life and sanity. Terrible creatures, death traps, and insane mysteries mark your path through the battlefield. Overcome them to save your soul and reveal more sinister truths.
Sounds like a trip. The field trip through Capitol Hill.
Reminds me of elementary school, where we all went and looked at the fucking people fucking our country up.
And it's getting better. I mean, flashing between your bedroom and a rundown, the deserted manor house. I mean, and the trenches.
That actually kind of, the fact that it was like a mental nightmare happening.
Yeah that's
related
great.
To the terrors of like the actual terrors of war. See, I really like Battlefield 1 that came out like some years ago, because I felt like it depicted that World War One. First of all, World War One has not really been depicted in video games that much, but it depicted it in such a way it was pretty respectful. Like each time, you know, every time you get like mortar blasted, it's like it's like this was the first war that they used like machine guns in, and like that those kind of various. like tidbits and facts and things.
Right.
Interesting tidbits.
Tidbits
and you're like
little Ken Burns moments there.
And you're like, cool. Die, you motherfucker. Just killing people.
Like machine guns can fire lots of bullets all at once. Cool.
Where can I find one?
Got him. That's all I was looking for.
There's like so much loss of just human life for no goddamn reason.
No, there's no point.
It just makes you feel kind of sad to play it. You know, the humanity of it, I think, is captivating.
Sometimes that's what you're after, you know.
You know, if you're into that.
You want to feel it.
If you're into it, then there you go. I don't know who out here likes playing video games, or who does cucumbers.
Who does cucumbers? Got to listen to the other show to get that one.
Yeah, let's weave some inside jokes in there.
Inevitably, things are going to cross over, so you got to at least listen a little bit to the other show to make sense of this stuff. At some point, whatever. But yeah. So let's
don't listen to either of them.
Yeah. If that's that's where you're at.
I would recommend you don't listen to me at all.
Don't as little as possible. Yeah, as little as possible.
I got this. Here we go.
Let's check out this. This is a movie that's been on the radar for a little bit. This Talk to Me here. This is A24's new one. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Let's check it out here. What's going on?
Have you seen the group chat? They're doing it again tonight.
No.
Oh no, they're partying again.
Uh-oh.
Freaking basement parties. God, I hate them. They're so dirty.
It's terrible.
I'll do it.
Oh, she's up.
Some weird hand with like all a bunch of graffiti drawn all over it.
Oh, this is kind of like a
don't want to stay. Light the candle to open the door.
You better get the dog out.
Get that dog out of here.
Put your hand on it. Now say, talk to me.
Talk to me.
So it's kind of like a Ouija board kind of experience.
Yeah.
But I like that they've woven in the whole obsession with social media. Like, it's all just a spectacle for these people
right.
who don't fucking clearly don't understand the importance of what's happening.
Right.
I'm here.
Guides you by the hand straight into hell. So
right,
according to
this, pull you right on down.
Well, there's your creepy mom in the corner.
No, we gotta have them.
We didn't shut it. Oh my god, they followed us! I like him. They're not gonna stop. They're never gonna stop!
Man, they got the big. Wrong size contacts.
They like you.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, so it's already out.
So this is out already. Yeah,
this is a little bit of a not so much
that's,
news.
That's the reason why it's been
events.
On my radar. Then, but so basically, they're using in magic. There's something called a Hand of Glory.
Okay,
which is the hand of someone who has been hung for murder.
Okay,
you cut their hand off after they're dead, uh-huh. and then you have to do a sequence of rituals with it, and essentially it turns into a divinatory tool. Where it can communicate with the dead for you.
What the fuck? So this is like derived from a real thing?
Well, that's what A24, anytime they get into that weird supernatural territory, they always tie it into something legitimate. Uh-huh. I mean, legitimate is.
Are you like a fan of A24 for that reason?
Yeah, because they, only for that reason, as a matter of fact.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, because I don't know that the landing ever sticks with them. But
very seldom, they pull it off, but it's like, I'm going to give you, points for
I mean hey the
making a semi-accurate reference
legitimacy points are important I think especially if you're in the world of copies going after a Xerox of a Xerox and things just stop they lose any kind of connection they have to anything actually interesting. It's cool to dive into something with an actual history mm-hmm. that if you wanted to deep dive into it there's almost accompanying material.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
Accompanying
See,
historical material.
I look at it as they put just enough into it that if somebody who has no idea and is kind of scared, looks into it, they'll see that it's kind of based in some sort of historicity, and then get them even more scared.
They
just
poop all over themselves.
It's just a defecation machine.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see.
It's
what kind
of interesting. Now, what's your interest level when it comes to that film?
I will watch this, but I don't. I'm not expecting much from it. The plot does not seem to have any substance whatsoever to it. I'm not really looking for anything spectacular. But again, I'll look at it just to see how close they get to
how the execution goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of execution,
man,
this is a series that we're very familiar with.
Very familiar.
We've watched, I think, all of them, right?
I've seen all. Well, I've seen all of them.
I may not have seen the last like two.
But. Yeah, the last few that they put out, I have not. But up until then, I had seen all of the Saw movies in theaters, only because I loved thinking about how I'm going to get out of the traps. Of course, that became the sort of
puzzle,
the shtick as time went on. But I loved it for that particular reason. It was more like Tetris for me than anything else. But
out of all the men to cheat, you picked John Kramer.
The cancer is still spreading.
I thought he was dead already.
The audacity is really what catches me on this. Good God.
It's a two-pronged treatment outside Mexico City. The results have been stunning.
You would think he's motherfucking James Bond with how much, like, attention has been given to this man.
Oh my God, I know, right?
You're in very good hands with us.
After that, what happens then?
Your whole life happens then, John Kramer.
According to these scans, the tumor was never removed.
Uh-oh.
How much time do I have?
Months, at best.
I still have a lot of work that needs to be done.
I got a lot of drawing to do.
I have a lot of drawing to do. That's it.
What I want to know is, how did this guy have that much time?
Oh, he was very busy.
Jesus Christ, did he not sleep?
Like, you were, well, yeah, in the first movie, that's what he was doing through the whole movie, sleeping on the floor.
Catching up.
He's like, I got a lot of movies to do after this.
I'm very tired already.
They agreed to let me sleep, but I have to do 28 more movies.
Scary music plays, it says in the closed captioning.
That's right, of course.
The only thing I have not provided is your anesthetic.
Well, that's good.
That's not fair, though. He got anesthesia.
He did.
You will want to remain.
Who made that doll? That's the better question.
I don't know. That's kudos to them for making a memorable mascot.
Yeah.
Out of all the men to cheat, you picked John Kramer.
Please, don't hesitate.
Place a big enough piece of your cerebral tissue into the glass enzyme tank. This will save your life. So sleep, silent take. This is not retribution. It's a reawakening.
The cash grab is what it is.
That's much more accurate.
Live or die, the choice is yours.
Oh, look who's back.
Wasn't she dead, I guess?
Yeah,
or
she died.
Everyone, no one stays dead.
Nobody's dead. You thought they were dead. They're fine.
They're back. Now, is this acting as a prequel?
It looks like.
Is that what they're trying to say?
Well, yeah, because he's been dead.
But didn't they just say, fuck it, he's not dead anymore?
Yeah, no, they're like, never mind.
We thought
he was dead, but then we realized we weren't going to make any more money if he was dead. So he's alive now.
My pockets are empty. He needs to come back.
We had Lance Hendrickson come and he brought him back from the dead. He's fine now. Tobin Bell's back. He's back.
Tobin Bell, I'll tell you what, Tobin Bell keeps coming back.
He does.
He's like Doug Bradley.
You'll never stop him.
Well, Doug Bradley did stop coming in, you know, to the Hellraiser series.
Yeah,
at
a certain point.
Well, he took a break.
But he's still doing it.
Is he still doing it?
He does costumes every once in a while.
Oh, that's true.
He does his
he does it every now and then at home.
At home, that's right. Just for him and Steph, for his wife. That's right. Just a pinhead day.
Yeah.
Just a pinhead day. That's all it is.
So this branches out a little bit more into manga.
Yeah.
Uzumaki is it's like a horror manga, like a classic. Well-revered. Yeah,
classic
horror manga.
Yeah.
So there's a show revolving around this starting on Adult Swim soon, and I was interested in checking out the trailer for it.
Well, let's do that.
Let's see what we got. This is what it sounds like every time I go to sleep.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like when I wake up. Riveting.
Yeah, quite slow. It looks like just kind of
Is this actually the whole movie?
Slightly animated manga pages? Yeah. I'm not really sure what's going on here. Oh, wow. This is not looking very exciting.
No.
Boy.
And then it's just going to show somebody just
Colin Stetson doing the music
cut
here.
Cut in half, hanging upside down.
Yep.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
Oh, there's the bodies. Just like a spiral and...
That's great.
It's just like a slideshow. It's like a PowerPoint presentation almost.
Well, yeah, they did a great job. I mean, they definitely did their part of the project.
Oh, there's some animation happening here. Big face in the sky.
Yeah, it's Hexus. It's Tim Curry from Fern Gully.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Chowing down. Well, that was great.
Yeah, that was... boy, that convinced me.
I'm in.
Only on Toonami.
Only on Toonami. There you go.
Well, Toonami, you know, if you're still into Toonami.
If you still got some tunes, that Nami's still there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Right,
hey.
Let's talk about this fucking movie
we're going to talk about. Yeah, so we watched this film, right? I picked this film out because I felt like it was in the vein of something that you're very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
This movie's called Underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, I want to know who is the bravest slash stupidest casting director in all of time, because that cast was like, what the fuck were you thinking?
They're like, yes. I'm just going to put my phone on randomizer and whoever I call, they're in.
But it was almost like, they'd stop paying attention to any kind of like celebrity news for like a good long while. And they're like, you know who's really hot? That fucking, that Twilight girl. She's going to get asses in seats.
Oh,
you know who else is really funny?
Yeah.
Remember that guy from Silicon Valley?
Oh, he was great.
There's no way he's done anything crazy in his personal life at all, like calling bomb threats in on a train.
No problems.
Getting in any kind of legal trouble or personal trouble.
Scot-free.
He is gold. Anything he touches is good. So, like, for a time, that both of them were very hot items, and when this movie was made, they were not. They were
they had sufficiently cooled.
Yes,
and started to develop a very hard external layer.
TJ Miller is like the most persona non grata person I could think of in Hollywood. The fact that he was in it, and don't get me wrong, he was serviceable. He was doing his comedic relief job very well.
Yeah,
they tried to make him like endearing too, and I was like, that's fine, you know, but still. It's just funny that he was even given the role at all.
I just love that they first find him under a pile of rubble.
like sleeping. Like,
that is the most appropriate way for his character to be introduced.
Oh, my God. It was. That's how they unearthed him to cast him in the fucking movie.
They're like, hold on, we're going to break through this wall and pull this actor into this film so that he can be in it. Because you guys certainly aren't going to get any yucks out of the rest of the cast.
No, you fucking aren't. Now let's backtrack a little bit. I just couldn't. Yeah. I had to point out the elephant in the room.
Right.
Let's backtrack at first here. Kristen Stewart. Allison pointed out to me that she's like, she never closes her fucking mouth.
No.
And I'm like, you are absolutely right.
Yep.
She's catching flies all day with that thing.
All day.
Now, she was fine, but it starts off like very, very, just very simply. She's kind of getting herself ready in the locker room.
She's brushing her teeth or whatever she's doing.
She tries to save a little spider out of the sink.
That's
somehow
all the way at the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
How the fuck did it get there?
Yeah.
In fact, actually, it's not even a spider. It's like it's like another arthropod. They're usually confused for spiders. A little piece of nerd trivia for you.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, hey,
that's,
how about that?
Yeah.
So all hell breaks loose right away.
Right.
And
explosion.
Shit, there's like a meltdown, and like one of the sections of this underwater mining company is which right away it's giving me like Leviathan vibes.
Yeah,
you've seen
I got that
80s movie,
yes, of course,
the Sam Winston creatures and stuff.
Of course, Sam Winston.
Cheesy ass film.
Getting it done. getting it done.
So it just all hell breaks loose right off the bat.
Yeah.
And there's just like her and then this other guy she meets, like Rodrigo or whatever.
Right.
And they have to make this decision to like close.
Well, yeah,
off
because she
section.
Yeah, she runs into him.
Yeah.
And they're all running away, whatever, down this thing, and somehow when they get to where they are, all the seams are bursting, right?
Yeah.
Everything, the water's pouring in. And then when you look down the hallway and these other two guys are running down the hall, all the seams are bursting. The water's pouring in all over again. It was like, what happened? Did we just pump all that out before we did the next shot?
Let's just dry it up real quick.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, everything's fine now. Don't worry about it. We just got to get down here to these goddamn escape pods. That's, we just got to get out of this movie as fast as we can.
Let's move it quick. Now, one thing I will say, this movie moves at a pretty swift pace.
Breakneck.
So it doesn't overstay its welcome.
This is true.
It's not worth being longer than an hour 30,
no,
I think it is.
No.
But it's definitely is moving, and it's wearing its influences very much on its sleeve.
It does.
There's
yeah. it when they bury the lead.
Once they get to the pods, they've all been deployed already, and they find their captain there.
Right.
Of course. And I think that's at the same time they find the other two survivors.
Right after that.
Mm-hmm. But the one girl has, the little intern girl, she's got like this like rainbow kind of design on her shirt, mm-hmm. and it just looked like the Nostromo like logo.
Right, right.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, everything is kind of that claustrophobic, you know, terror of the deep kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah,
you know,
you've
seen it before.
There's a huge like aliens influence on the whole
yeah.
unfolding of the whole thing. And in fact, the what the fuck's the name of that movie that they're doing with the vampire? They're doing The Last Voyage of Demeter.
Yeah.
And so they are in the previews saying that it's basically supposed to be aliens at sea instead of in space.
Oh, okay.
So they're really going for it.
Yeah.
So
they're like, what can we change about here? Let's make it wet.
Yeah, let's make it wet and teeth. Oh, wait, they already got teeth.
Okay.
Blood. Red blood. old British guy. Oh, god damn it. We can't get nothing.
How about a violent environment?
Water? They have water in that one? No? Okay, water. Yeah. That's where we're going. Water. That's the direction. But I just read that. I was watching that trailer, and then I watched this movie right mm-hmm. afterwards. I was like, Jesus Christ, are we just going to keep redoing Alien over and over
of
again?
Of course
now?
They are. They need that Coke money, like we said.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You gotta get those nose beers in. Mm. But yeah, so they go through it. They find the captain. You know, he's jammed in the room or whatever. And then, of course, the obligatory, computer sound comes over and tells them that there's going to be meltdown in 30 minutes.
Core meltdown, nuclear core. It's like, oh, great. Well, we don't have much time. What are we going to do? We got to get out of this fucking destroyed base.
Yeah, they got to figure out a way to get out. They don't know what's going on. They're not sure if it's an earthquake. They don't know what's happening.
No, they don't know what it did. I mean, surprise, surprise, you're drilling down in the motherfucking ocean.
Exactly right.
But
the
what
deepest
do you think
part
it was?
Of the ocean. Yeah, you think you're not going to find some problems.
Mm-hmm.
So they go for the drill team. I guess they were the last ones that they, you know, got a beacon from, and so they heard a weird noise at the end of the transmission there.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not ominous at all.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's definitely the sort of thing you want to go forward to. So they start going for the robots. Right,
you're talking about the suits.
Yeah. Go for them.
So they got these like deep dive suits, right?
Yeah, but they're going to try and go for this robot that the drill team has.
Oh then, yeah,
yeah,
okay,
so that's
right.
Like their drive, whatever. What the
yes.
Go. So yeah, so they get all suited up,
mm-hmm.
running around in their underwear. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
It happened a couple times. Again,
put like T.J. Miller puts on a motherfucking like montage song.
Yes.
Right, and he's like to get them pumped up, and I'm like, all right, you know, at least it's being self-aware in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Still, was very cheesy and dumb.
Yeah.
But they commented on it, and so they get suited up.
Mm-hmm.
The first guy that we met, his helmet is a little bit. it's a little compromised.
That's right. They've been sitting in the sun on a dashboard a little too long, and that glass has some trouble. And
oh my God! So this was another reason I want to watch this movie is because this was what I imagine would happen to that Titan submarine that went down looking for the Titanic.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
This was their story.
This
just
is
on
exactly how it unfolded.
Scope.
That's right. It was like Law and Order.
I'll tell you what. The way that this next guy died was just how those fuckers died.
First thing I thought of too.
His fucking helmet cracks, and then as soon as the depressurization happens,
he's vaporized.
Boom! He's just like a chunks in this fucking ocean,
bouncing off of him while they're swimming through.
The terror in his face, though, when he noticed that things were wrong, was like the worst part because he's like, oh, I'm about to fucking die.
Yeah,
this is not gonna get better.
No, that's it. And then he implodes from the pressure.
There he goes.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of that. But so they get it. distress signal then after that,
yeah,
from a pod below them, and so they follow right. that down.
That's where they find, yes,
yeah,
that's so where they find the other dude,
and they pull the dude
he's
back.
Got some kind of like decompression sickness or some shit like that, because he's like weak the whole time.
Of course
he's like
right.
he's like the
he's the backpack
their,
he's Yoda,
he's their anchor, he's their weight, you know what I mean? He's the
he's
he would be Yoda if he had wisdom to give.
Right,
instead he's just Mr.
he's
nice
just
guy
groaning, yeah.
He's just like, oh fuck, he's like, I really do, he's like, you go up first because yeah. like I care more about other people,
right.
And it's like, are we supposed to love this guy?
Yeah.
Like also the other girl who was like into him and they were into each other.
Yeah, yeah.
They were the most annoying characters of the whole fucking movie. Somehow they were more annoying than T.J. Miller. I can only be led to believe that the director was like, we got T.J. Miller.
We got our first pick, okay? Now we have to pad the rest of this cast.
And you better make him look good.
I wrote this movie for T.J. Miller.
Which is hilarious because later on, the next fucking death
yeah.
that happens, well, actually, not quite. They find some, like, you know, dead, like, bodies,
yeah,
and
yeah,
creatures.
Right, right.
Starting
and,
to...
Yeah, the dead body, there's this weird thing, like, and, like, they're like, what's this stuff around the chest? Like,
yeah.
Of course, that's what you do.
They got it's an aliens moment because
yeah, exactly.
they're watching them on the cameras, and they're like, and you're just, like, with the tension, like, don't mm-hmm, go in there, you dumbass. Mm-hmm. And then they start saying from the control room, stop, just yeah, turn around,
right,
don't
turn
go
around,
back.
Come back, come
he's
back.
Like, but I gotta touch it, it's weird.
I gotta touch the weird stuff. And, and sure enough, he does, and there's that little sluggy guy.
Mm-hmm. They bring it out.
The dead body, and they shot him, and they bring him in.
Mm-hmm. But pretty unthreatening, though, as far as like its
yeah,
size and its stature,
well,
especially compared to what's really going on.
It's like a fish, though. Well, yeah, we'll find out later. But yeah, so they're being followed through all of this
yes.
by something else outside.
There, you notice in the darkness in the depth of
somebody's
the oceans, there's
like
eyes and
they've
stuff.
They've got they're like running a branch along the rail, along the fence sort of thing
yeah.
to rile the dog up.
Right,
you know, sort of, that's
asshole neighborhood
yeah,
kid just like
yeah,
get that dog all worked up.
Yeah, so then
mailman comes by and gets his ass chewed right off.
Well, and that's basically what happens because then our good friend T.J. Miller.
Yeah, they're going through a narrow little like. Opening.
Yep.
They have to swim through.
We can fit through, but it's tight.
T.J. Miller also, they're trying to ingratiate him into the audience because he's got this little bunny that
yes,
he's
of
like
course.
Taking care of. It's a stuffed bunny.
Yeah, he's like, take care of this underwater this stuffed bunny for me.
Yeah. And is it implied that it's like his kid's bunny?
I think really what it was is they were like, there needs to be a vague backstory so that people
don't... He made a bomb threat on a train. Give him a bunny, make him feel like he is an approachable, normal guy.
We got him. Just give him the bunny, everything will be fine. It'll settle up all the debts. They'll be so distracted by the small bunny, they'll forget about the bomb threat.
Simultaneously, though, they were like, also kill him because
yeah.
he can't.
But he's got to be
he's
gone
pay.
By minute 12, 14. He's got to be out.
Let him.
He's
let
out
them
of this
see
movie.
That he's a human being,
yeah.
but make him pay for
yeah.
his sins. And pay he does because something grabs his fucking leg, and the way he dies is just like blood just like fills his suit
yeah,
up.
He just gets pulled back through. I don't know what that cord was supposed to be attached to.
I don't know either.
It's not like he had like some sort of rappelling harness on or
yeah,
something like that.
They were just started pulling him
just,
to try to pull him.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
what they did was they pulled him out of his own suit through his leg hole.
No,
thing was yanking
yeah, him back. Yeah,
it was
so
like a tug of war with T.J. Miller in the middle. It was what the casting director felt when he was trying to get him, pry him away from his PR nightmare.
They're like, please. They're like, listen, we'll put him in the movie, but he's got to die. Yeah. I wrote this
it's
movie
fine.
For him to die. And yeah, it's the whole point.
I wrote it for catharsis.
I hate bomb threats. So then finally, then we see the like this creature from the Black Lagoon mixed
yeah.
with an alien sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, it comes out of the murkiness a little bit more.
Yeah,
you start to get a little bit more. The fishiness of it all. Mm-hmm. But then another guy gets pulled into the tunnel, right?
Yes.
Seasickness
man.
Yeah, seasickness man.
he's just a burden. The whole time in the movie,
the whole time.
He arrives as a burden,
yep.
and he leaves as a fucking burden.
We're just going to get you right on down the trash chute there, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. But, yeah, that, so then another one's getting pulled towards like this implode. So then
he's getting pulled to the surface.
So they're all getting pulled because they're going up too fast.
The depressurization's happening.
And of course, then the thing's like, I know I told you 30 minutes ago that everything's going to blow up, but I have another piece of bad news for you. You're going to die because you're going to the surface too fast. You have to stay in the danger long enough to survive getting to the surface. It's how the rules work. Okay. Yeah. Also, by the way, your tank's about to explode. And so then he's like, you gotta let me go. And she's like, I'm not gonna, you know.
She knows.
It's Titanic now.
Yeah.
It's like, so then finally, I guess he cuts himself loose
Cuts it off. And
he goes
like vertical limit. Like, you ever seen the beginning of that movie?
Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah.
The best part of the whole movie is just like, immediately it seems like everything's fine and everything goes right to
hell. Never mind. Yeah.
They gotta cut off their own dad.
So down
just
she
like I had to do.
it's all in a day's work. It's all in a day's work. But so then she gets pulled loose. She comes down. Then there's like she finds that octopus thing down there for a second because she like comes to, I guess, because she passed out or whatever.
She starts getting eaten.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
Yeah. She's like, oh my god.
Some things down there like
something.
Dinner time.
They're like,
I got a snack landing right in my fucking lap.
I know it's not TJ Miller because he's dead.
I already had that snack. That was the moose boosh. It's time for me to eat this motherfucking Kristen Stewart Twilight bitch.
So that she finally escapes and she's like, oh, here it is.
Yeah,
whole time.
I think she blew it up with the gun. They had like a weird charge gun or something.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, she gets in. Is that when she's at the in-between station?
Well, she finally finds the drilling facility.
Goes to the one. She is actually at the one that they said not to go to.
Yes, of course. Because
it's like they didn't have any contact with it.
Yeah.
They were trying to get to the other station that had the most recent contact, but she comes to this like derelict station.
You know? It's exploratory unit, I think it was supposed to be, that they said in the little caption or whatever. So then, of course, the first thing she does, goes in, cries in the shower.
Start crying in the shower.
You've got to get tears
out.
If there's one thing that you hate, it's like going days without being wet when you're millions of miles under the water. You know, I need a shower stat. I've been out in this stinking desert heat. You know, it's like Jesus fucking Christ. You need to take a shower. Okay. So then she's talking about in the radio transmission, like, oh, I'm out here. There's nobody here. Can anybody hear me? Can this person hear me?
Mayday, all day
long.
If they knew, they'd be on their fucking way.
Exactly.
You know you're on your own. That was established in like 2 minutes into the movie.
That's
just
right.
Accept it and get the fuck on.
She's trying to plan this whole thing. She's running around in her underwear again.
She's also got the body of like a 10-year-old boy, so it's not even exciting.
It's like Alien again, I'm telling you.
It is. They're like Sigourney Weaver. Who's the most Sigourney Weaver bodied woman we've got?
That's right. She's got
a strong jawline and no butt.
That's
zero.
I'm telling you, we've got a very small costumes budget and we don't have a lot of fabric.
We can only get boys 8 to 12 underwear for this girl. So she's got a fit in them, is what I'm saying.
All clearance rack. This whole movie is all clear.
Nordstrom Rack was on the credits.
There's nothing. Yeah. But so then let's see what happens after that. So then she's out exploring.
Up.
Yeah. She's like, I might as well walk around out in the water again
Back out where there was monsters trying to eat me, and then all my friends were gone.
We're just going to wander, though. Yeah. We're just going to wander around out there, see what happens. But, so she's around doing that, and then she starts hearing the one girl, Emily.
Yeah, the annoying one.
Yeah, the annoying one. She's like, I kind of hear her. She can't find her. And then eventually she finds her, and she's out there, and she has to tackle her and, take her back into the station or whatever.
She's inconsolable. Right.
She's like all like crying, whatever.
Yeah.
And so then...
So they get her in. So now they're at the next station.
So they're at the Sears and Roebuck station, finally.
the catalogs are amassing inside.
That's right. They're getting huge. And, of course, it's infested with creatures.
Right.
Just like a real Sears and Roebuck. So they're everywhere.
It's like a dressing room.
It really is.
1980s
it's a
Sears.
Nightmare. You got to get the little card that tells you how many clothes you're taking into the changing room so you don't steal anything.
Oh, my God.
But then, of course, once again, critical oxygen alarm.
Oh man!
Sorry, forgot about
this. They got these weird futuristic oxygen scrubbers.
Yeah,
where I guess what they're doing is like turning like the moisture into oxygen somehow.
Yeah, because there's no extra oxygen in any of water. It's not a component of its chemical makeup or anything.
It's so weird. Yeah. But they keep on getting like fucking dirty, and then they got to refill them. And then, so yeah, shit's getting critical. And this is where that girl, what was her name? Amy or whatever?
No, Emily.
Emily. They spend a total of, I think, a half a second even introducing anyone.
No,
the only reason I knew the one girl, Kristen Stewart, was Nora was because it was on her jumpsuit
in the
very beginning. And I was like, oh, her name's Nora.
I only know that because she says her name to Rodrigo at the beginning.
Yeah, and he keeps saying it. And the captain keeps bringing up her name.
Yeah.
Because the rest of them call her by like her last name, Price,
right,
I think.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Whatever. So she's out there, and then all of a sudden the deep throat pussy monster comes out and starts sucking her head.
Uh-huh.
And it's like she's like trying to get and then it's like unhinging its jaw like it's Blade 2.
Yeah.
And it's just sucking her down.
Uh-huh.
And
sucking
then,
her down.
And she's
like
you know what? And then she pulls out her gun. Blammo.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's the end.
Blows him up.
That's right. Everybody is awake, of course, now because
it
woke
the whole thing up. They're all sleeping.
They were fine.
And they're just surrounding them all because, you know, between the alarms going off and the suits and her blowing up their friend's face.
Beeping and booping. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh no, this is terrible. All these little monster babies all over the place. And then the fucking lid gets taken off of the Tupperware.
Yeah.
And you find out that this shit that she's walking through, that there's a giant fucking mama.
This thing is like, this is why I picked this movie, by the way, because I was like, I know it's some kind of eldritch fucking, or rather Lovecraftian horror down in there.
Yeah.
And I just wanted this cosmic horror to be revealed in a good way, and I think it kind of was like it's this big old fucking Cthulhu monster
thing. Yeah, it kind of is. It reminded me of the new Titans movie, The Wrath of the Titans they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Kraken has a mouth a lot like that. So there's a very similar style in some of that. But they still, you know, conveyed it, I think, decent enough. But, I mean, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, this is why Matt picked this movie.
Yeah,
okay, I get it. Yeah. But she's going back inside, and of course they decide the best way, you know, these things that we need to be able to leave this place, I'm just going to smash your faceplate in.
Yeah.
Just because you can't breathe, you're running out of air. I'm not going to take your helmet off.
No, break it.
No, smash the glass in
break
so
the
it'll
glass.
Never work again.
It's like it's like breaking the glass. That's like a hammer to break the glass for a fire extinguisher is behind glass that you have to break with your hands. Get the hammer.
It's all about order operations. You have to do it the right way, otherwise everything falls to pieces.
It made no motherfucking sense at all.
The
other thing that didn't make any sense is anytime they had to run, they were running at full speed like there was no water
100%.
Around them.
Yeah, no speed. And of course then when they're hanging, it's like, just fucking let go and swim.
Exactly.
You're not dangling off of an Empire State Building. You're underwater.
Who was their physics correspondent
No, they messed those.
They spent that budget on DJ Mills.
<That's right.
laughs> They fucked that up.
So then the smarmy guy goes into the first pod.
Yeah.
The first escape pod.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then we've got Kristen Stewart's fighting with Bella. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kristen Stewart commits a hate crime and punches her in the face. And because she's Asian. And she sends her right to that second pod.
She's like, I'm sorry.
Get in there. Yeah. She's like, grr! And then off she goes. And then that's it. Then the babies are all on the mama.
Yes, all the babies have joined back up.
She's got all. It's like she's getting into her final boss mode there, and Bella once again no pants.
Mm-hmm. Take them pants
off.
She's
like, you know what?
I want to die as I came into this movie.
That's right. No pants.
No fucking
no
pants.
No pants and a space bar. And so then she hits that space bar, and that's what makes this whole time.
What I love is that the space bar is sufficient. To blow up a nuclear reactor of
all
a core
this time.
Of a multi-billion-dollar fucking complex.
Don't worry, I hid the button. It's in the space bar.
They'll never think of it. They'll never know.
That's not where they go. They always go to the shift key first.
Although,
amateurs.
I guess if it's going to be a button, you know, pick the biggest one on the keyboard.
You've got to. You have to be able to access it and hit it as hard as you possibly can.
No, not even a combination of keys, like Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah, not even.
Opening the lock screen.
No. Mm-hmm. We can't have combos. Because for all we know, by the time they go to press the self-destruct, they only have one finger left.
She's an...
we don't know.
She's an engineer, too. She was like a mechanical engineer, I think.
Right.
Would a mechanical engineer be able to just kind of come up with, like, the programming on the spot to blow that up?
Just, but put this line, connect that wire to that wire, and put that wire in that tank, and... And all you got to do is press the space bar. That's really computing 101. It's all about that. No, they would have no fucking idea. All you have to do is punch a hole in whatever the shit is and just let it explode.
Well, yeah.
It's not that dramatic.
That was going to happen anyway.
Exactly.
Because fucking Cthulhu thing was going to just wreck it all up.
Yeah, that's right. Tried to turn and run. Sorry, baby.
I found that to be also a little bit kind of like stupid on the part of Nora. By drilling, they disturbed these sea creatures. They entered their home. They kicked their front door down and was like, "We're here. This is ours now."
Yeah.
And so what? She just wanted out of revenge for defending themselves.
I was thinking that too at the end of the movie. I was like, "Wait a minute, you guys are all fucking up their shit."
Was she like saving humanity? Because that was also not ever made clear. This thing lived down there already.
Well, at the end, I guess that the end credits it started the same way as the fucking movie began, where they're like, "We're not going to really tell you what's going on. We're just going to show you a bunch of newspaper clippings."
Yeah.
And if you have a remote handy, you can pause it and figure it out for yourself. Let's just go along for the ride of this woman with no pants as she tries to kill some weird giant fish thing. And TJ Miller is very briefly, but a shining star in that film and that adventure.
I felt like their goal was to just show a slice of life.
It's just another Leave It to Beaver. It's just a way underwater. That's all. Mariana Trench. But yeah, so I'd say out of 10 stars, I would give this maybe 3.5.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd give it like a 5. I'm not going over the 5 point.
No.
I felt like it moved swiftly. It was very, very poor in certain departments. Like, though, some of the writing was really stupid, but the directing was actually really good. Like, the editing was really good.
Yeah.
The cinematography, I think, was good. The directing was about 50-50 because they were hanging off of cliffs underwater.
That's the shit that
doesn't make any sense.
It's like, come on now.
But it looked slick. Honestly, the only difference between, like, this movie, like, being entertaining enough to get through, and another movie that's just like a slog because it's like one camera and it's like just the acting is terrible. It's literally just the editing and the cinematography.
Right.
That's like all it takes to make a movie seem better than another.
And a little bit of a CGI budget. That's all you need.
Exactly. A little CGI budget. And so
just save it to the end. Lots of shadows, lots of little quick moving things.
Yeah.
Lots of TJ Miller and you can really get people to wait for the big payoff at the end.
It was like a high budget fan love letter to like Alien and even like Leviathan, or I don't want to even say The Thing, but The Thing is like a billion times, and Alien's like a bazillion times better.
It's like that thing where you stole all the money. What they always made us do that around Halloween time. We had to go get the money for kids or whatever.
I don't know what your parents were doing at Halloween, but we just asked for candy.
No. You got to ask how to get to make money.
Trick or treat at the banks.
The money for the kids. Yeah.
And
you go around and you save that money up so you can buy a whole carton of those candy cigarettes at the pool. And all the kids are only walking around with a pack, but you're doing fine. You've got a whole carton of them. Completely flavorless sugar sticks.
My parents always, I don't know why, every year I had to be a cowboy with a gun.
Well,
it was a Glock.
Somebody's got to scare away the neighbors. Yeah.
It wasn't very period.
Still
piece,
unhinged.
But we all went trick or treating at every bank we could find.
And goddamn if we didn't get the full size candy bars.
Something they used to say about they can't, and it's not as big of a rap for minors.
Yeah.
Whatever that meant.
I don't know. I never learned how to rap. So I just stuck with the costumes.
I just said, yo, give me that motherfucking money right now.
They did it.
Fill
every
my
time.
Bag
right.
up. My parents said, just go in there, point the gun, and say, fill the bag up.
That's right.
With once.
We practiced every Saturday. It was great. It was really
good. I love Halloween. My favorite holiday.
We made it work. But yeah, so that's it. I guess this is our first episode of the show.
There's our show.
Hopefully it was as terrifying as you hoped. Yeah, yeah.
It's terrifying to listen to the two fucking people just talk at you the whole time.
Forever. Just keep talking.
And you know what's really scary? This is inside of my brain at all times.
All day. It's there's so many episodes of this show.
Oh, man.
And they all star T.J. Miller.
They're all ill-conceived, bad choices, bad ideas.
Yep,
okay?
That's it. So if you want us to do something else other than this, I'm sure you do. Just tell
us. Shout us down.
Let us know what you want.
Tear us apart.
Let us know. We're going to keep reviewing these movies. We're going to try and find our space in between, you know, without stepping on Benny and the Say Love Satan crew, without and sort of encroaching on their territories of time.
Well, their opinions about if we do cross over the same topics, their opinions are much
more
valuable.
We don't care about their opinions anyway.
We're going to do, in fact, whatever they're doing, we're going to do it different.
That's
and we're
right.
going to do the same thing they do.
You better prepare yourself. Because we're not.
not one bit.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming. But more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.
Blood from your daughter.